A story from Matthew's community, our traditional Epiphany story. This is from chapter 2 of the Gospel of Matthew. In the time of Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi came from the east, came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. Well, it was 1943, and Bing Crosby was singing, "I'll Be Home for Christmas." Many are still singing and listening to it. It was 100 years previous when Charles Dickens, in his writing, idealized a Christmas of family reunion and gathering at home. Some may have traveled recently or received guests as a part of the Christmas season and home. Home and Christmas seem to go together, don't they? But where is home? Where would you be if you were home for Christmas? Would you be here in Fort Collins? Would you think of someplace else maybe? Where was the first Christmas that you remember? I was born in Southwest Michigan. That's where I grew up, and that's where my first Christmases were. But I've lived out here for 31 years, and now this is home. Where would I go for Christmas? Because lots of people have that kind of story, being transplants or migrants to another area. It's not so simple as it sounds to know where or even what home is. Alexander Heman of the Lazarus Project said that home is where somebody notices when you are no longer there. That's a nice thought. Poet Maya Angelou, in Letter to My Daughter, said, "I believe that one can never leave home. I believe that one carries the shadows, the dreams, the fears, and the dragons of home under one's skin, at the extreme corners of one's eyes, and possibly in the gristle of the earlobe." Angelou reminds us that the imprint and meaning of home can be carried within and indeed be complex. Is home where you grew up? Is it where you get your mail? Or where you sleep at night? Is it even a place? Maybe it's a feeling. Maybe it's something we carry from the past or something we hope for in the future. Author Dennis Lehane connects home with happiness. Happiness doesn't lie in conspicuous consumption and the relentless amassing of useless crap. Happiness lies in the person sitting beside you and your ability to talk to them. Happiness is clear-headed human interaction and empathy. Happiness is home. It is a state of mind, a place of communion and unconditional love. It is where, when you cross its threshold, you finally feel at peace. I like that. Communion and unconditional love. Peace. Home as a state of mind, a place in the heart, a resonance in the soul. So this morning, I invite us into the way of the Magi who went home by another way. Take that phrase, home by another way, from a James Taylor song title. You know James Taylor, they call him JT. Such a cool name. That song is based on this story we read at the end of our Christmas cycle. In Matthew's early Christian community, at least the English from the translation today, it simply said, "And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." They went home by another way, we could say. It's probably another sign of the wisdom of the wise ones that they didn't go back to Herod. King Herod, if you didn't know, was more than Richard Nixon or Donald Trump, and just about as morally gifted as Charles Manson. Somehow the wise ones got it, that the way of the one they had come to honor was not the way of Herod. And after their meeting with the divine child, they had a dream and did go home by another way. For those of ancient Israel and for lots of people today, the longing is for a homeland of peace and freedom, of justice and of enough milk and honey. The Israelites, like many, wanted their political freedom and bread. They wanted a land where you planted and you reaped, where the soil was good and people took care of the land and each other, where power wasn't used people and where poverty was met with charity and opportunity. It didn't really feel like home with the empire in charge, with Herod as puppet king. And still today, there are plenty of King Herods out there, aren't there? And there's some King Herod that can be inside of us too. And that Herod part is not the part of us that wants the home where there is peace and nourishment, or that longs for the home of unconditional love and communion. That Herod consists of the societal and personal patterns that try to find this home through ways of domination or excessive submission, ways driven by fear and insecurity, ways shaped by trauma and scarcity, ways limited by the ego, and by perceptions of separateness from each other and from nature. These high-cost Herod ways of trying to find home come from our dark psycho-spiritual places. And the work I do with people to explore those places in their lives, discover that the common human pattern of learning those ways usually comes from childhood, sometimes from culture, but they're ways to get along, to get to the home of love and connection and survival, but they're ways we learn when we're so young. And many of those ways we learn are Herod ways. They carry a high cost in lost energy and wisdom, in emotional hurt for ourselves and for others, in lost opportunities for building community and for creative collaboration. Sometimes it's giving ourselves up to satisfy others, or maybe it's trying to be in control all the time, or holding on to things too tightly, or not letting others in, or not committing to anything. Could look a lot of ways. Sometimes it's not shining our light or giving our gifts or letting ourselves really be seen. Sometimes it's taking too many risks. It could be too much drama. It could even be no passion at all. There are lots of ways to miss the mark, to not find home, at least home in a way that's not so costly. And these costly ways, which once worked at least a little, often no longer serve us. They often even get us exactly what we don't want. They don't get us to the home we really long for and need. When seeing these ways of Herod, people realize that it's time to find home by another way. And that applies to our collective as well, our society. I hope seeing that. We've grown up with patterns of industrialized living with the earth that once solved problems for us, or at least they seemed to get us where we wanted to go for a while. Yet now we are degrading the environment in multiple and critical systemic ways. And the amount we as a human race spend on weapons and the military, that's more than enough to eliminate crushing poverty and perhaps the pollution that we experience. We will not find the home we dream of if we continue going back to Herod's ways to do so. In this time, in this place, we need to come to that same wise realization as the Magi, that together it is time as human societies to find home by another way. Albert Einstein might have put it simply, you can't solve problems with the same level of consciousness that created them. As the story of the wise one's visit to Jesus teaches here or shows us, it is the encounter with the Christ presence that can change our consciousness, give us a new dream, and send us home by another way. So maybe we can be like the wise ones. We can pay attention and look for that star, to care about and to watch the signs of the times. Maybe we can be like them and be willing to follow where that leads us, to even leave the security of what we know, what's familiar, and be on a necessary journey on another path. And maybe we too can experience the Christ presence and let it give us a new dream. Give up. Always coming to those moments that offer us an invitation to go home by another way. Every time we take communion, every time we light the Christ candle at Christmas, every time we wake up in the morning, we have a chance to go home by another way, to travel those roads we talk about during the Christmas season, the way of hope, of peace, of joy, of love. The wise ones recognize the difference between the way of Herod and the way of Christ. May it be so for us, because we are invited again at this Epiphany passing to know that there is a difference and to set the intention to take that new way home. As James Taylor, JT, sang, yes, they went home by another way. Home by another way. Maybe me and you can be wise guys too and go home by another way. We can make it another way. Safe home, as they used to say. Keep a weather eye to the chart on high and go home by another way. Let it be so. Amen.